Once upon a time, in a mythical place called Cape Kennedy, an astronaut named Tony Nelson went up on a space mission. The missile went up, but something went wrong, and they had to bring it down. Captain Nelson landed on an island in the South Pacific, where he found a bottle. At least it looked like a bottle, but it didn't act like a bottle. Because in it was a genie. Oh, not your average everyday genie, but a beautiful genie who could grant any wish. Captain Nelson was so grateful, he set Jeannie free. Only she didn't want to be free. You know how it is when you've been cooped up in a bottle for 2,000 years. She wanted to have fun. And she wanted to have it with Captain Nelson. So she followed him back to Cocoa Beach, a mythical town in a mythical state called Florida. And there in this house, the girl in the bottle plays Spin the Astronaut.
Good morning, Master.
Good morning, Jeannie. You hungry?
Yes.
I'm gonna help yourself with anything you like.
I'm not on the menu. I'll try the sausage, huh? Hey, wait a minute. We got an emergency meeting call this morning. Oh, boy, I'm going to be late. Excuse me.
Thou art always away slaving.
Say, tell you what. Tonight, when it's really good and dark, why don't I take you for a long drive on the beach? How about that?
That sounds wonderful. What shall I do all day?
You'll think of something. Goodbye, Jeannie. I'll see you tonight. Jeannie, stop that.
Davenport? What about you, Captain Healy?
Colonel, I'd gladly serve above and beyond the call of duty, but this is even beyond above and beyond.
Gentlemen, I don't mind telling you I am bitterly disappointed. Surely there must be one among you willing to undertake this assignment?
Sir, I don't understand what this is all about, but I'd like to...
Thank you, Captain Nelson. Report immediately to General Fletcher's office.
Fred, what's this? Fred? Guided tour? You must be joking, General. I understood this to be an important mission.
P.J. Ferguson is the president of the largest aerospace firm in the country. He has served as a technical consultant to NATO. And Senator Kaine of the Armed Forces Appropriations Committee is his closest friend. Are you reading me, Captain?
Loud and clear, sir.
Mr. Ferguson and his family are cruising on their yacht. They stopped by here just for today. And he specifically suggested a bright young astronaut for the tour. You are a bright young astronaut, are you not, Captain?
I always thought I was, sir, until I volunteered for this assignment.
The Fergusons are here, General.
I don't intend to. Go back on my word, sir. I'll be glad to conduct the tour.
Good man. DJ.
Bell.
This is Captain Tony Nelson.
Captain.
How do you do,
sir? Mr. Ferguson and Miss Ferguson.
Captain Nelson, I never thought we'd get you. It's a privilege.
Oh, it's my privilege and an unexpected pleasure.
Been looking forward to this tour, Captain. Wanted to see how our latest component parts are working out.
I'd be happy to show you around, sir.
Not too technical, Father. Remember, this is still a pleasure trip.
Captain.
This young man has real engineering savvy, Bill. Made some interesting suggestions.
Don't get any ideas, PJ. We intend to keep him.
Oh, I'd like you and your staff on board the Nina tonight for cocktails. We're sailing in the morning.
Thank you. I'll pass out the word.
You will be there, won't you, Tony?
I'm sorry, Nina. I've made other plans.
Oh.
Nothing that can't be changed, I'm sure.
Well, I did promise someone else, sir, and...
You wouldn't put pleasure before duty, would you, Captain? Especially since this duty is such a pleasure.
Yes, sir. I'll be there. She'll understand.
But you don't understand. Wait a minute. You don't understand.
Oh, I understand. You promised to take me to the beach tonight, but instead you would rather go out on someone's yacht.
Well, I was ordered to. It's business.
Ha! Then I will go with you. I'm very good at business.
Oh, no, you won't.
And who is to stop me?
I am. Now stop that, will you? Look, I don't have any time to fool around. I'm late as it is. Jeannie, come on out of there. Come. Oh, all right, stay in there. Jeannie, I'd like to talk to you about tonight. Now, come on. Let me close here. Sorry about this, Jeannie. But your old master has a little modern magic up his sleeve. Now you're gonna stay at home tonight, like a good girl.
Hi. Captain Roger Healy, this is Nina.
Wow, if you're the Nina, I'd love to see what the Pip and the Santa Maria look like.
Matt, Captain Healy calls for champagne. Follow me.
To the ends of the earth.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, you're so Roger Healy, U.S. Army. Of course, you know that if you read the newspapers. What's it like orbiting the Earth at 18,000 miles an hour? Exhilarating. The freedom of weightlessness, the color of the sunrise, and the sunsets.
Please go on. You were just getting to the exciting part.
Good evening, Dr. Bellows. We were talking a little shop. Sometimes you get carried away and...
Yes. There's more than one way of getting carried away, Captain.
Look, why don't we go inside and talk? You think that I saw her first.
Captain Roger Healy, Commander Jeffrey Slade, my husband.
Nice meeting you, Commander. That's right. Guess who saw her first? Nice talking to you two.
Well, honey, how are you getting along with young Nelson?
I want him.
That's my girl. Straight and to the point. I'll say one thing for Tony. He's miles above those spineless fortune hunters I've had to chase off.
If we only had more time together...
You leave it to your old dad.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Well, Captain, you having fun?
Yes, sir, Mr. Ferguson. Great party.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Tony, have you ever thought of what you're going to be doing 20 years from today?
Probably flying economy tours to Mars.
Well, I'm going to be frank with you. I need a capable young man like you in my firm. Someone who can take over for me one day.
Well, I'm very flattered, sir. Being an astronaut, to be frank, I've made the service and the space program my life's work.
Well, with Ferguson Aerospace, you'd still be a very important part of it. Does it make sense?
I don't know, sir. Frankly, I don't think I'd be capable of it.
We're sailing for NASA in the morning. Come with us. We'll have a lot of time to think it over, and we can all become better acquainted.
Well, I'd certainly like to. But I'm doing some very important research, and I'm afraid it'd be impossible.
Nothing's impossible. You leave it to me.
There you are, darling. Will you excuse us, Daddy?
Oh, Bill. Bill, I need a favor of you.
Anything I can do, PJ, just ask.
We're sailing in the morning.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Flaherty. I forgot you were coming.
It's Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
You having an orgy?
A group of my friends dropped in. I'm going to be leaving town for a few days. Would you mind tidying up a little bit?
Sure.
Oh, don't use the vacuum cleaner. There's something wrong with it. I'm short, I think. Jeannie, see, I'm going to have to leave town for a few days. I'm on a secret mission. I'll make all this up to you when I get back. I'm sorry I can't take you. Goodbye.
You promised to take the vacuum cleaner with you?
No, of course not. It's a big yacht. They'll have it wrong. Goodbye, Mrs. Flaherty. I'll see you next week. Bye.
You gotta be touched to be one of those astronauts. Must be the thin air. Poor dears. Well, no wonder the vacuum cleaner wouldn't work. It has a handkerchief stuck in it. Won't he be pleased when I fix it? I think I stumbled on a secret weapon.
Why anyone would ever want to be an astronaut in the first place, darling, I'll never know.
I guess I always want to be above everything.
That's another thing I like about you, your sense of humor.
Excuse me, Miss Ferguson. Your father requests you join him in the salon.
Oh, thank you, Albert. Tell him I'll be right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I suppose I better get dressed, too, huh?
No, you stay here, darling, and I'll see you later. Cocktails. Till later. Mission, huh? She did not leave many secrets.
Listen, what are you doing here? I told you to wait in your vacuum cleaner.
You tricked me.
I had to. I tell you, this is business.
Business seems to be very good.
Now, you've got to get out of here and go back home.
Oh, but you will get into trouble if I leave you, Master. You need me.
Well, I need you like I need a hole in my space shell.
You want to get rid of me so you can be alone with that long-legged one.
I do not want to get rid of you. It's just that I've had enough.
Well, all I want is to make you happy.
And all you're doing is to make me miserable. It's getting so I can't draw an easy breath, wondering when you're going to pop up. Now, I'm not kidding. I'm desperate.
As you wish. Bon voyage.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Where is she?
Huh?
Gone. Man overboard!
Tony, we've searched the entire ship. She's not aboard. And there was no trace of her in the water. Of course, with all the sharks.
There was no girl.
But we saw her.
No.
Tony, we heard the whole argument up to the point when you pushed her overboard.
Well, wait a minute. You think I pushed her overboard?
Pushed who overboard?
Nobody.
No. Oh, Tony, I deal in facts. The fact is that somehow you managed to smuggle a girlfriend aboard.
She was not my girlfriend.
Who?
Nobody.
Tony, then you told her to go home and wait for you.
Tony, we're only trying to help you.
I swear, there was no girl on board that ship. And I'm telling the truth.
You are? Then you'd better start thinking up some lies. Because there isn't a jury in the world that wouldn't hang you.
Roger, I need your help.
I'd do anything in the world for you. My friend, I believe in you.
Thanks, Roger.
Why'd you kill her?
I didn't kill her. You can help me prove it.
All right, what do you want me to do?
I want you to go to my house.
Mm-hmm. What, want me to bring back something?
No. Just go to my house.
What for?
I want you to talk to it.
You want me to go to your house and talk to it?
Yeah. House is like a living thing.
Over the years, it develops vibrations. Like a dog.
Your house is like a dog.
Well, have you ever noticed how people and their dogs look alike? Well, it's the same with houses.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Now, I want you to go in the living room. I want you to talk to the walls.
Is there anything particular you want me to say to them?
Say, Tony's in trouble.
Tony's in trouble?
Tony needs you.
Tony needs you?
Tony's very fond of you.
Tony's very fond of you.
But you're hurting him.
But you're hurting him.
Deeply. If you realized how much you were hurting him, you wouldn't be doing it.
If you realized how much you were hurting him, you wouldn't be doing it.
That's it.
Now, is there any particular wall you're close to?
Try the wall nearest the fireplace.
The wall near the fireplace. Nice warm wall.
And have a word with my vacuum cleaner, too. It's in the hall closet.
I wouldn't leave without saying hello to your vacuum cleaner.
Thanks, Raj. I'm depending on you. Promise me you'll do this. It means life or death. I know it sounds far out, but...
Far out?
I'll be glad to do it. Guard! I'm depending on you. Here are the keys.
Yeah, that's right. Keys. You gotta have the keys. Do it. Hello. Hi, I'm Roger Healy. Tony sent me. He wanted me to tell you that he was in trouble and that that he needs you, and he's very fond of you, and that you're hurting him deeply. If you know what you're doing to that poor guy, you wouldn't be doing it. You'd be ashamed of yourself. I mean, what's he ever done to you? I wouldn't ask this for myself, but just for Tony. Have a heart, huh? Be a pal just this once.
Captain Healy.
Yes, sir.
What were you doing?
I was talking to the wall, sir.
May I ask why?
Yes, sir. Tony asked me to. I know this sounds wild, sir, but you see, houses get to be your friends like dogs, and Tony wanted the walls to know he was in trouble.
He wanted the walls to know he was in trouble.
This wall's a particular friend of his.
I think you'd better get back to the base, Captain. I'll take over. There's more here than meets the eye.
Sir, couldn't I just have a couple of more minutes?
What for?
Well, Tony asked me to have a talk with his vacuum cleaner.
I'll talk to him. You run along.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's in the closet.
The room is breaking up.
I'm Dr. Bellows. I'm a friend of Captain Nelson's. I wish I knew what your secret was.
Well, whatever it is, we don't need any more evidence. Captain Nelson is where he can't get into any more trouble.
First you tell me to leave you and never come back, and then you say, Jeannie, stay where you are. Don't go away. Well, what is it you really want of me?
I want you to stay right where you are.
If I stay, will you make me a promise?
Anything you want.
You will not put me in the vacuum cleaner again.
Of course not. That was a terrible thing to do.
And that woman with the bad legs. You will not see her again?
She didn't have bad legs. I'll never see her again.
You will take me to the beach tonight?
Anywhere you want to go.
Oh, you are wonderful. I will stay.
General, Mr. Ferguson. Look who's here.
I phoned Dr. Bellows. He'll be right. Who's that?
That's the girl on the yacht.
Just call me Jeannie.
Yes, just call her Jeannie.
I am ready.
All right, Jeannie. Where do you want to go?
Where we will not be interrupted.
It's commonly believed that two actors played Darren's dad on Bewitched, but episode 228 reminds us that a third actor played the role as well. Don't miss Fred the Mule as Mr. Frank Stevens next on TV Land. Stay tuned.